26 meeting. Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for all that you do on a regular basis. Looking forward to having another meeting today. And now we will have the Pledge of Allegiance with Rachel Lomas. So you can stand if you are able.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. All right. Now I'd like to turn it over to Dave Tetzloff for a roll call.
Okay. I've got Charlene Nashenberg, who's late or just okay. Meredith Cellini.
Present.
Present. Gina Hernandez. Question mark. Crystal Miles.
Present.
Rachel Owens.
Here.
Okay. Sandy Stain.
Present.
And Dave Tenslaw is the vice president.
That's a different problem.
We have a quorum.
Thank you, Dave. All right. Now we are on to item number four on our agenda, public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the board regarding any item within the subject matter jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law, and comments are limited to 3 minutes. So today we have a public comment from Ken Higman that will be about agenda item number 10, subcommittee discontinuation. Does that happen now or during 10?
You can do it right now.
Okay, go ahead, Ken.
Hi, everyone. So I heard that we are having our new name, which I still haven't memorized. Does anyone know what it is?
Orange County Older Adults
Advisory Commission.
Commission, yes. So, and with that, all of the bylaws were changed, so the subcommittees are all going to be discontinued. So at our last subcommittee meeting, we were discussing how we were going to continue to monitor legislation issues and bring them to the committee as a whole. And we were thinking that the other two subcommittees are probably dealing with the same thing. Who's going to be watching these areas and how are we going to continue to know what's happening and act as it as a commission? So I think you're going to talk about that on number 10. And I just wanted to find out the thoughts on how we're going to move forward with that.
Thank you.
That's all.
Thank you, Ken. Well under 3 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah. We're glad you're here. All right. So now we are on to number 5 with Pauline on the fun aging update.
Well, where do I begin? Okay, so you know the bylaws got passed, so we're in the process of finalizing those. And once they are finalized, they'll be sent out from OCCS. So look for the email that comes from Imelda or from Monica. Sorry, I'm blanking right now. The other thing that I wanted to talk about was I did get a note from Irene Rose. She's going to be having hip replacement mm-hmm. surgery, and she's going to be gone for 6 to 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how that affects her membership now, because according to the bylaws, she will automatically vacate mm-hmm. her position. Don't know how you guys all feel about that.
You said 6 to 8 weeks.
So you can only miss how many meetings?
Three. So if
well,
she
isn't
misses
that just missing two?
Two. Yeah, I don't see who's
don't see
missing three then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless I misunderstood.
No. Nope. He's February 8th. So she missed this meeting. She'll miss the February meeting.
She's not part of the meeting.
February meeting.
Yes.
Okay. She'll miss the March 8th meeting. She could be back to the third one. Yes. Okay.
So
okay.
I don't think there's going to be any action until that actually happens.
Well, wasn't she there for the January meeting?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
January full meeting.
That's what
yeah.
she told us about her surgery.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's okay.
All right. Sorry. That's
also
all. Other than that, area plan. Working on that right now. It's challenging at this point in time. We've just hit a couple of road bumps along the way. So we're doing our best to get that together and get it to you guys on March. That's still the plan. So we'll have our regular meeting and then after that, the public hearing. So, yeah, everyone seems to be happy that the bylaws have passed and now we've kind of given a roadmap to move forward in terms of where this committee wants to go. So I'm curious and anxious to hear the discussion today. So that's about it.
Were you at the meeting at the Board of Supervisors meeting?
I was not. Claudia was there.
Did they pull it and discuss from consent, or was it just put through?
Just went straight through.
Nice.
Great.
No,
they were very unconcerned about it.
Yeah, well, there's a board briefing before every board meeting. And that briefing is to give all board members, each individual board member, the opportunity to address any questions about the agenda or concerns they have about any items. So I believe this was discussed and everything, nobody had.
But I met with them individually, no one had any concerns.
They didn't.
Well, and I had texted Roger Wagner and just said, hey, have you heard anything? Do you think? He goes, he hasn't heard anything. This is before the vote. It was the morning of. I said, hey, well, I hope it passes.
It was very non-controversial.
And I saw him Tuesday. He asked me how I felt. And I was on the bylaws committee.
So that's it for me.
Thank you.
All right. Informational updates, attendance. Back to you, Dave, for an attendance update.
Well, I don't think there is. If we're starting... We start from scratch with January. So
everything's good.
I wasn't there in January.
You're in trouble already.
And,
you have to start keeping up.
So there's nothing to really to report.
Yeah.
We'll have further reports, probably first group.
January meeting.
It was the, the legislative effect. What was that?
Seniors
that's engagement committee.
But you were at the general meeting.
Yeah, I was at the general.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
We're talking about the general.
Yeah, we're talking about the general.
Yeah.
But along those lines, I think it's really important at the February meeting that you mentioned that now because the bylaws have changed that if people are going to be absent and they don't want it to count towards one of the,
There is
no. There is no.
There is no excuse.
But that's a good point that should be reviewed with everybody again.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah. There is no excusable absence.
Right. You could review the terms of how many times you can be away.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I will be at the February meeting. I will not be at the
March.
Right.
Okay. It's all over the country.
Yeah.
I want to hear about that later. All right, pictures. Now we're on to item number 7, discussion items. A is goals and objectives for 2024. So as we discussed last time, based on what we heard from the Board of Supervisors, one of the main goals is the information and assistance availability for the public, that everyone know about the 1-800-510-2020. Now we also know about the app and the website. Based on my presentation that I gave last Friday morning at the San Clemente Senior Center, no one was aware of any of these things at the Senior Center. So I was able to share it with them. Also, I had a call from our pastor's wife at my church with her older adult brother. She said, how do people even know about all these things? So the trend just continues that we need to get this information out, that people have the door to open up so that they can get into the world of services and supports. So I think that, in my opinion, is one of our main goals for 2024 is the app, the website, the call center, and then giving feedback, like Marco said, so that if things aren't working well, if they're incorrect, that we're pointing that out. Joni was doing that kind of in real time, but I think that especially as leaders on this executive board, we should be using the app, maybe making a call to the call center and going to the website and seeing what we think too, so that we can get feedback. I would love to hear what you all think about that.
Well, it's certainly, we've talked about having communication that we could all present out to the senior centers. That's, I think, a very big piece of it. And you presented presentation about the app. Did you write some kind of PowerPoint? Is there some kind of PowerPoint that we could then...
I can email you all what I did. I just gave a verbal presentation and I'm waiting for the QR code for Marco for the app that I would want to give to them the next time I'm there. But people were taking notes. They were concerned that it was a 714 number and they wanted the 800 toll-free number. And they were going to put it into the San Clemente newspaper so that it was out.
There is an 800 toll number too.
I know.
For Office on Aging.
510-2020.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were saying you didn't think there was.
No, I thought you said they were upset that there wasn't.
They wanted to not have to use the 714 number.
They don't have to.
I don't.
So I'm like, they can use the 800 number. They just didn't know, as opposed to.
But, well, they didn't know about either. And I gave out the 714 number and then they wanted the 800 number. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you get that QR code, because that would be great to be able to put in, like, for instance, Villa Park, put on our feeder, right? So we just put the QR code, two numbers for 714. So I guess people won't mind. But, and, you know, the app and everything. So if you would send that up, that would be great.
Okay, I'll follow up with Marco to try to.
Can I ask a question along those lines? Do we, the group, OAC, whatever we're calling ourselves now, do we have any budget, any money available to us through the Board of Supervisors? Is there any discretionary funding or line item that we could get from them to be, I mean, not a lot, but just enough to be able to deliver information like this to all the senior centers in Orange County. I mean, not saying do a mass mailing to every resident, but just how many senior centers are there throughout
the I think that's the responsibility of the Office on Aging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought there were only 32.
Only?
No, there's got to be more than that.
No, senior centers? No, senior centers and focal points right now, there's 44.
Okay.
I was she was close. I was fine.
The only reason I know that is because I worked with
well, but I know through the Office on Aging, but if we could ask Board of Supervisors for a little bit of money and it comes from us, yes, under the umbrella of Office on Aging, but that's our whole point is we are this voice and this extension of the Office on Aging specific to, you know, older adults, not just veterans, homeless, disabled, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if they would give us, if we could ask for a couple bucks, maybe right. They have it.
And what do we think we're going to do with it? That's Chris. I mean, I understand.
We would do like a marketing thing specific for like getting this app out or advertising our meetings so that we have more public people that come and listen. You know what I mean?
That's
a good idea.
That's going to be a tough sell based on past history because we had our own checking account. We contributed $25 each per year. And we had a checking account and it was primarily for supporting senior centers where we met and we would have lunch or they would help them cover the cost for treats and so
on. Oh, when they
like
had
that.
The rotating meetings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought centers provided
the
that.
County, well, they provided it. But we would financially support it to a certain extent. And the county,
well, we wouldn't have to get the money ourselves.
Forced us,
no, yeah.
The county forced us to close the checking account.
Well, yeah,
well, I don't have money, but I understand that. Because it's coming from, you know, us here.
It should be coming from us.
It should be coming from us. But I think that you and I could do a business plan, present something to the Board of Supervisors that just said, hey, you know.
They've identified that this is a problem because they didn't know where to send their constituents.
And who's going to determine what that money is used for? Like if we, with the name change and so forth,
we wouldn't receive
would
the actual money.
That we're going to put together a new brochure.
The Office of Aging, we're doing that right now. It's just taking some time because it's not just produce a flyer or a brochure in English. We have to produce it in the seven like threshold languages for the county. So all the translations have to be done for it. So that's taken some time. But I know there is a new brochure in the works.
Okay.
So that's good.
So once that is done, my thought would be that there will be several of them made available, kind of like the Answers magazine.
Stop pointing me about
that. Yeah, you're my point person on that. There'll be several made available to members of SCAC to distribute out to the senior centers and wherever, you know, they engage with.
Right.
So
That's Crystal's idea, though. It is a marketing thing.
And we wouldn't actually receive funds into a checking account. We would just ask them to allocate
specific.
Yeah. We don't want anybody
to a fund.
No. Yeah. I like that idea, too.
I want to circle back to while Meredith created a presentation on the app. A number of years ago, I saw a presentation, I think, from the Office on Aging on the app. And I would imagine there is one already that is available. So again, at the general meeting, we could say to our members, if you wish to make a presentation about this very important information, there is a PowerPoint, that you could you don't have to make one up. You could offer it.
I'll ask Marco for it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that's one of our main goals, is getting this information out so that people know how to get connected. The other goals of the supervisors, where you could get this information from the app or the INA, is help for caregiving, aging in place, and transportation. So given that, we did have a discussion during our bylaws about having an ad hoc committee to work on some of the nitty gritty of these goals. I want to ask if we still want to have that. We have a member, Dave Wheeler, that's very interested. I would suggest that it's an ad hoc committee that only meets several times and then maybe reports back to the general counsel in March or April.
Well, because in bylaws, there were 5, 6.
Yeah,
I meant to print it and put it in my binder. But there are 6 specific goals that as an organization we say we're standing for.
Yes.
And those goals should have some kind of strategies behind them and some kind of measurement behind them. So it would be important.
And how they fit with what the Board of Supervisors have said.
And how they fit.
Yeah.
So if I can make a suggestion, I don't know if it's really in our wheelhouse to direct the ad hoc committee to only meet 2 times. Because it just, I think that's, the ad hoc is not really controlled by us, but giving the ad hoc committee very specific, defined, make sure that your comments about the goals fit in this, you know what I mean? So I think it's, let's let, if Dave Wheeler, and are you on the ad hoc too?
I signed up for one.
Okay.
I'm sorry, checking out. What ad hoc committee are we talking about?
The one that we agreed to during the bylaws to delve into the goals.
Oh, the goals.
To come up with, specific detailed goals.
One of them would be presentation of this PowerPoint to 65% of the senior centers in the county. That could be a goal underneath this with a specific.
And every city manager is emailed this for public information.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think it's just because I don't want to get into the weeds and get more finite, but they just, if we direct the ad hoc committee to say, like, here's this 5 goals, 6 goals, whatever, these are the 5 goals, and please come up with a method on how to help disseminate this information.
Would you be willing to chair the ad hoc?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, hold on a second. Let me make sure I've got this straight. So we're establishing an ad hoc committee for the sole purpose of reviewing the goals or establishing the goals and
objectives.
The goals are in
the bylaws.
So what are the strategies to meet those goals, and what are some of the
tactics?
Do I sound like a strategic planner?
Yes.
Is this the first time I have done a business
plan on how to achieve the goals.
At which point we might also be able to identify where there are some budget needs.
Yes. Love it. So on the ad hoc committee, I've appointed Rachel as chairing that committee. I know that we have Ken and Dave that are interested.
Set a date as to when that needs to come back to you by.
Okay.
Because an ad hoc committee is for a limited time only. And
exactly.
It doesn't have a beginning and an end date.
I would like to have that information by May.
Now, Pauline, can we count on having some staff input? And actually, I don't think we can actually start until after we've had the area plan presentation to understand what's already in place.
Mm.
And it's
so what, maybe the ad hoc, and that's in February or March?
March.
That's in March. So then
so changed. We're dark in June. So how about?
No, we're dark in July now.
Oh, dark in July. Oh, let's have June.
June. So by June. Okay.
If we need more, we'll come back and ask for more.
There you go. Okay, great. Thank you.
So who's on the other than Rachel chairing it?
Wait, we have Dave Wheeler who has volunteered. I will officially ask Ken at the end of this meeting if he is volunteered to be a part of this, but we also don't know who else might be interested. We probably need five of us.
So we'll talk about that during our next general meeting.
Correct.
Yeah, that you can ask for volunteers.
Okay, so ad hoc, it's going to sunset in June. Is that what we said?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other discussion on goals and objectives for 2024? Looking at Ken, but he can't say anything. Yeah. Okay. All right. Appointment of representative to the AAA Council of California. This is an appointment that Claudia will make. This is
what I think you gave me in a box of stuff. And Dave is probably better to, equipped to talk about the involvement of this. Go ahead.
I was just given three.
Elizabeth. Okay.
So Elizabeth has been chair.
In my conversations with her, it sounded like that post like COVID era, these meetings have been taking place virtually. In the past, looking at the bylaws, it's like six times a year up in Sacramento. If we want to have a representative on this committee, which Elizabeth said she thought he would be very good. Just throwing that out there.
Oh, I know, but there's only so much time.
Yeah. then Claudia has to make the decision and the letter has to come from Claudia and the Office on Aging. But she didn't want to do that without getting input from you guys as to who that she didn't want to have to make the decision. No, go right
ahead. The person that did this
CC standpoint
is the Area Agency on Aging, Council of California.
It's a AAA's.
AAA.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it should be TAAAC.
That's not.
No, TA stands for AAA.
Oh, I was thinking it was the Area Agency on Aging.
So the
Council of California.
So Carolyn Inman was our last.
Yes.
And she found this to be incredibly unfruitful for her. Okay. So.
And the meetings will continue to be virtual due to the governor's unnecessary travel.
Tax purpose is to promote communication, education, and leadership development among the advisory council.
It's a meeting of the advisory council.
So it's a meeting of the other groups like this.
Like this.
And when or how often are the meetings?
Six times a year.
It's with the AAA office. It's not the AAA.
But it's virtual on our own.
That's what I've been told.
So as the AAA representative plus
This is just a volunteer advisory.
Okay, so let's have a discussion on this. Is there anyone that we think on our current group of members that we would want to suggest for this position?
Joni.
She doesn't like anything procedural.
Okay. No, I'm saying she's not a rules and regulations.
No, this would not be.
I think that would be her mind.
Yeah.
You want to have anyone on it, that's the thing.
Yeah. Me too. We're doing new things here in North County.
Can you do
that? Am I thriving to do it?
Can you ask the big groups and see if anyone wants to be on it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Read this purpose letter.
I think that's how you should open it up, is read the letter and then
say. Well, open the letter with the agenda.
The agenda's already. Oh, it hasn't been posted yet. Yeah. That'd
be right. And then see if anyone wants to be on it. How about that?
I don't know how old this is.
Okay, so we'll offer that and see if that's.
I'm sure somebody will jump up and down and say, "I really want to do this."
Yeah, Dave Wheeler. Okay.
I was going to say Dave.
Yes,
Dave would like it. Yeah, well, then maybe he'll volunteer.
Yeah, he may enjoy that. Okay. On to C, obtaining a list of city managers' contact information. So in addition to reaching out to our senior centers, we also want to start involving the city managers on communication so that they can get information out on their publications. Does anyone know if there's a list that we can access? Crystal, do you have access to a list?
Yeah, so there's an actual city manager, Orange County city managers, that happens with all the city managers. So yeah. I'll ask mine to get.
There is a list, because I know I got it, that comes out from OCCMA yearly, and it's updated frequently, but I don't know which city, but it lists the city manager, their executive assistant, and the contact information. It's a one-sheet thing. I'm not sure it's for public distribution. That's the only thing, but check with your city managers.
Okay.
I'm sure someone could obtain a copy.
Oh, really?
I don't have any inside scoop on that. So Crystal, maybe you can look for that. Okay. All right. Next item is member recruitment for city area of the county without a current our new acronym representative. I think that we need to have a strategy for this. I think I've worked myself out of a job at San Clemente. I made the presentation. I told them what we were doing. I said, you don't have a representative at our council. Would you please come? A lady said she would love to. So that's one strategy for us to actually make the pitch at the cities that are not represented right now. But I wanted to hear everyone else's thoughts about how we should approach that. We have a lack of representation, especially in North Orange County.
Well, I think we need to see a list of who's not represented, and then that's where we access the city manager list and express to the city managers, you know, do you have somebody you can appoint to this?
So in our next meeting, I think we need to say, if you are assigned to a city where you are not a resident, part of your task is trying to find someone to come to the council.
That would turn me off. I think the first thing is, we announce, let me get this list, if I can, from Steve, my city manager. We identify, these are the cities that aren't represented.
Yeah, we know that already.
Oh, I don't know that.
Because if you're going to a city where you don't live as your senior center.
That but I thought that was because people, there were too many senior centers and not enough people.
Oh, right.
It is.
So what cities are not represented? Do we know?
Well, but we still have the issue that only 20 SCAC members come from cities, correct?
Well, there's 34 cities. So are we short 14?
No, there's 20 SCAC members come from the cities?
Mm-hmm. 10.
There's 10 city selection committee appointments, and then there's 10 board of supervisors. And they could also be elected officials. They're not, but they could be, you know.
Right.
So there's 40 members, 34 cities, you know,
so then
we technically there should be 40 members. We currently have 31 members on the council.
For example, no one lives in Garden Grove, I know, because we have people from all over Orange County going to the Garden Grove. So, yeah.
So my recommendation for that would be we either you and I or the supervisor for that district. Who is that? Is that Doe?
Yes.
We meet with Doe and say, hey, we need somebody to represent Garden Grove. Is there somebody you can appoint?
Mm-hmm. See, I was thinking that we could do it grassroots by asking the senior center participants when we're doing our presentations.
That too.
You can do both.
Yeah. Okay. So I can take a look at our list, and then we can discuss that about which cities we would like to try to start recruiting SCAC members for. We don't have to do it for all at once. Maybe we can pick five cities that are underrepresented right now. Focus on those with the Board of Supervisors and then also with our senior citizens.
Well, and this is helping to flesh out some of what we were just talking about with goals. What are the strategies to make some of these things happen?
Also, keep in mind, if you're doing that, just the suggestion would be to focus on, there's a certain makeup of the council that we have to have. Yeah. So if there's representatives from low-income areas or anything, you know.
Family caregivers.
Yep.
And we're missing aging services professionals as well.
Plus, you got the
Yeah, we've got the ethics.
So we need to, I think that that would be one of our goals, maybe for the ad hoc committee to think more about, is how do we have a diverse representation that covers the whole county. Okay, good. On to E, new member orientation. So one of the things that we used to have that kind of fell by the wayside is having one of the members of this group welcome new members and meet with them, especially if it's after the annual presentation and they, you know, would have to wait almost a year to find out all the ifs, ands, and buts. Maybe we should appoint Charlene or Jean. Unless one of the other of you is dying to meet with new members and have a chat with them. Okay, great. Okay, thanks, Sandy. And then you could probably use the PowerPoint that the Office on Aging is using to go over all of their programs.
Charlene did a good thing. She joined the Housing and Transportation Committee. She emailed me, can I call you?
Yeah.
And I want to spend at least 20 minutes or half hour to ask you questions. She has very good questions.
Yes.
So I could see that it's of value.
Great.
Because she was confused, and why wouldn't you be?
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for volunteering for that. Appreciate that.
She was more volatile. Because she looked at her.
I could relate because the way Charlene asked those questions, I could see, well, this would be very confusing to come into.
Okay, now we're on to F7F, discuss the removal of the staff standing position for the Social Security Administration. Jeffrey Rodriguez does not come to our meetings. This was created a long time ago, I'm sure for a good reason, but it doesn't serve us well now. So I would like to propose that we let him know that if he's not going to be attending, that he won't be part of SCAT.
Can we send him a letter first that asks, you know,
the new bylaws are saying that three times and your position is
right. So what are your intentions?
Well, it doesn't
been exempt from that.
He's been exempt.
Oh, he's exempt.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, then how about just, you know, please convey, you know, we've noticed that you've missed our meetings. Before we say, you know, hey, you're out, let's give him the opportunity to say, like, oh, yeah, no, we're good. Or, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. All your emails went into my junk mail, you know, something.
Oh, I've been communicating with him.
So
my communications with him get bounced back. He's on our list for distribution. So when I send you guys my email, his email that I have on file gets bounced back to me.
So what have you said with him?
He just says that he's only going to come if he has like something particular to do.
Yeah.
Like it's something he has to present.
Yeah.
And I've been just leaving that open, but as a guest,
Does anyone have the history on how that all came about?
And I was going to ask too, did they always have somebody come from Social Security before?
We don't.
I'll just email him and say, thanks, the bylaws have been updated, you know.
Will it hurt us if somebody says, well, you don't even have a representative from Social Security?
I've heard, and I don't know how accurate this is, but I heard at some point during the establishment of this committee, there was a desire to have a representative from Social Security at each meeting because there were so many questions regarding how do I get my Social Security benefits? What do I need to do? What's new in Social Security? So at that point, I heard it was decided to have a standing member from Social Security because there were so many inquiries about Social Security. And it kind of just stayed there. It didn't do, and that's what I heard. Right, wrong, good, better, indifferent.
Oh, sure.
So,
let's go step.
Well, it's obviously not working.
Yeah.
Well, it's taken up a position that could be filled.
I'll
by
just ask
him
to chat. And I'll be very
and then I agree with you.
I think to have done as a consultant.
Yeah, and we don't have a lot of Social Security questions right now.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're going to reach out to him?
Yeah, I am. He's a very nice fellow. We'll just, mm-hmm. I'll just explain to him what's going on and that we would like to have him as a guest and see what he's up to. Okay. Action items. So we have one action item, appointment of Gene Hernandez to SCAC. The recommendation is to approve his appointment for the term ending December 31st of this year.
Okay. So moved.
I'll second it.
All right. Now let's have discussion. Why is this necessary?
Because he stepped down from the Yorba Linda City Council because a position came available for the Yorba Linda Water District.
Okay, and so that's, he was your
yes,
the point.
Yes, yes, point. Yes.
Okay, so that's,
so now he would be appointed. He would be yes. appointed as just a general yes. staff member, not a city selection member.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, I have a question. Sorry.
Okay.
Does he want this? Because I love Gene and he's always been a supporter of me, but he doesn't, seems like he's not showing up a lot.
He does want it. He sent his a brand new application in for it. I did talk to him and I said, he said he definitely wants to remain. So we've got his brand new application.
All right. But I'm not going to be reminding him like I did when he was chair.
You should. He's a grown man.
Yes, exactly.
You're not his mother.
Exactly.
Or what?
Yeah, oh
so okay. Or admin.
Okay. All those in favor.
All right.
Right. Dean's back.
I can't vote in this thing.
All right. So the chair report. So new business. The bylaws were passed. So that's terrific news. Thank you again to everyone that was part of that committee. We need to get used to our new name. So our task between now and our next meeting is memorize the whole thing, come up with how you want the acronym to sound, perhaps.
OWAC.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to put Orange County in. I did it because on the bylaws, it had Orange County Senior Citizens Advisory Council. But it went as SCAC. We took out the OC part of it. So Older Adults Advisory Council, OWAC.
Yeah, OCOWAC.
OCAC?
OC is good.
Commission.
Sorry, I keep saying
older adult. Orange County Older Adult Commission.
Advisory.
Yes, okay.
Advisory. I'm glad you said that about the OC because I thought, well, this is too long.
Yeah.
OC is like the area code.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's like the area code. You're right. That's a good analogy.
OCOAC. I like it.
OCOAC.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. Just
Orange
do OC,
County Orange Advisory Commission.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
And it's not a council, if anybody asks, because councils are elected.
Right.
Commissions are elected.
Elizabeth pointed that out. I didn't think
that. That's where the results is the new accepted term for whoever is considered.
We're just on top of it. That's all.
That's right.
I actually,
and we're all aging every day.
I was actually at an event for my other things going on. And somebody was like, I know we're not supposed to say senior citizens anymore, but I don't know what it is. And I said, older adults. And they're like, wow, how'd you know that? Well, let me tell you.
Because I also spent all this time with other groups.
In our center, the director always calls us 50 plus.
I don't like that.
You don't like it?
Well, our church is second halfers. I think that's the word.
That's so. Second what? Second halfer?
Really bad.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
I don't like the 50
that's
plus.
Like
it kind of puts you into a box of
years.
Like a number.
Could be
a I'm an older adult. My age shouldn't have anything to do with it.
No, so the definition of an older adult is someone that's 20 years older than.
I like that one.
We're all working on behalf of the 90-year-olds of Orange County.
Yeah.
Well, I'm an older adult compared to a child. I'm an older adult compared to a youth. You know, so
well,
I don't
people are now saying that should just be olders and youngers. So anyway, it goes on.
Okay.
But right now we have our name. We're OCOAC.
Socially accepted.
Yes,
it is. These days. And so that's
yeah.
why.
That's right. We're up to date. All right. I don't have any old business to talk about for chair comments. I wanted to let you know that I did email Claudia to ask about revamping our OCOAC website. It looks pretty dated. It's clunky, I would say. She said that the plan is to update the name, but the rest of the things would be at a later date. So I don't know what that means, but I do feel like it's important for us to track this. I think that as we are trying to launch and to be modern and more involved and have the attention of more people, our website needs to look good.
Right. Well, I give you a chance to have a comment too.
Yeah.
So one of my frustrations ever since I popped in as a visitor into these SCAC meetings and since I've actually been appointed, is a feeling that I don't have any matrices for what the Office on Aging is actually trying to accomplish, particularly. I mean, so I just have no sense. So when Claudia does a presentation, it goes, I can't write notes fast enough to understand and put it into my head. I just feel like I'm not getting enough information about what is actually going on in the Office on Aging to ever provide good feedback.
Okay.
And I know you're about to do this area presentation, which I know will have, I probably will have some matrices in it, but then it's not enough to have matrices in the plan and not understand at some point, quarterly, semi-annually, an update on how we're doing with those matrices. I mean, I go right back to this, what are we doing with these goals that we want to have a couple of strategies and we want to have some tactics, and it's those tactics that are measurable.
Yeah, I would say that I'm also on the Cal Optima Advisory Board, and the CEO gives a written report. So I think that that might be a good request for us to have of Claudia, is that we do have some written report that we can read ahead of time and also refer back to.
Okay. I will tell you, and I can join in. So next meeting, February 9th, we're going to have
the Brown Act.
Well, no, it's not just the Brown Act. We're also going to have a presentation on the Office on Aging, like we did last year, on all the programs that we do, especially for like new members and stuff. After that, the PowerPoint presentation will be available to give to you guys as a reference to use going forward. It's in general terms, this is what our assignments are. This is what we're supposed to do per, you know, CDA and so forth. And regulations. But after that, yeah, I mean, if you want to request a quarterly update as to what the status of, if you're looking for, are you looking for an in-depth in the weeds?
No.
So, no.
Okay.
No.
Just kind of an overview.
You know, I don't even have a sense of how big the budget is.
Yeah.
So if the budget is, I'm making up numbers, maybe, is $100 million and $30 million is allocated over here and $10 million is allocated here and you know, that at least gives me a sense of what priorities have been set. I just don't know what I don't know.
Yeah.
And I've been sitting here for off and on for 3 years.
Very good point.
The other thing that I would like to recommend for that presentation that's coming up is, I remember particularly when Erin was talking last time, she would talk about the mandated services and how they're taking place in Orange County. But I think that for me, I would also like to know which agencies provide those services so that I can find them.
Okay, they're on the slide. They were on the slide. Like, so yeah, I can make sure.
Yeah. Like if the case management has been contracted to AgeWell, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll see, like, on the ombudsman, it shows who our providers are.
Okay,
for all of them at the end of the slide.
Awesome. Okay, that is it. So now we're on to item number 10. Thank you, Ken, for your public comment on item number 10. The standing committees are now dissolved for the bylaws being passed. We have had a request from the former Senior Citizen Engagement Committee to continue meeting as an ad hoc committee. That is not possible because ad hoc committees are limited term for a specific reason. My suggestion is that as necessary, we have an agenda item about legislation, the governor's budget, and regulations impacting aging services. I'd like to hear what the executive board thinks about
that. As a standing agenda item.
Yes.
Yes.
So the whole council can discuss these things.
Yeah, that's good. Also, I think we need to inform our members that our meeting is not going to be an hour, right? Or an hour and a half, that really the allocated time is going to be a little extended so that we can get to some of these other items and give them the attention that they need.
And I think you need to plan a break. I mean, just out of courtesy,
I need
the agenda, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that way people see and clues them in, like, oh, I should
practice
that. You go ahead,
because
you were in.
As far as the legislative portion of that, you already have a built-in format through California senior legislator,
right.
And we do have an OC advisory committee.
Right.
So that's already built in.
Yes.
And so members of the senior caucus for Orange County caucus, they meet on a regular basis. And so it would be a report from the California senior Orange County caucus,
right.
That could be a regular portion.
Yes.
And John could possibly expand that if there's other time.
Well, but just a written.
But you've got a point. You've got to let us know what you're looking for from that. It's not an engagement committee, it's a legislative committee.
Well, that was just.
And Orange County has its own legislative advisory council that reports back to the Board of Supervisors. So my question is, where is that match gone? There has been no communications between OC caucus through the California Senior Legislature and Legislative Advisory Committee for the Board of Supervisors.
Is John the representative on that?
On what? He's the
CSL.
For CSL.
Yeah, for CSL.
He's the chair.
And most of the members of the current Orange County caucus are members of SCAC or OAAC.
OCOAC.
OCOAC. I'm just saying OAAC because we don't need to say Orange County.
I'll email. I'll share his email. Let's see.
But I think John was looking forward to the ad hoc, but since there is.
At the last meeting of the final meeting of Senior Citizens Engagement Committee, my impression was there was a desire to keep track of legislation, be it sponsored by CSL or any other organization that is impacting older adults in California. The county's legislative office, I know, tracks legislation across all departments.
Okay.
I don't know if there is any specific legislation impacting seniors, older adults, that they're tracking at this point in time. Claudia and I had a conversation about that, and she was going to reach out to our contact in the legislative office here.
Lawyers.
No, our staff member, because our staff here, we have a whole department that does nothing but legislation. So she was going to reach out to see, in this current legislative year, are there any bills that impact older adults that are being followed by the County of Orange, are being tracked, are being supported, been opposed, whatever the case may be. So that being the case, there was a desire to A, find that information out, B, have members of someone of on this committee be responsible for legislation and keeping an eye on it. The suggestion of an ad hoc committee was floated out there. The problem with an ad hoc committee is, we all know, and I've asked John with County Council to go over this on February 8th at our meeting when he's talking about the Brown Act and all of that good stuff, as to why that would not be, because you can start one even in January, say, well, we're going to sunset in December, and then start it up again the following January.
And the whole point of the bylaws being changed was that more people could hear about more things and that we're not segmented.
So I think if we put an item on there that is a standing item for SCAC general meeting, and maybe it's quarterly,
part of our problem is that we're only looking at legislation too.
Correct.
We're not looking at budget currently, and we're not looking at regulations.
Yeah.
They have a huge impact on older adults too.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, it's if you come up with, you know, let's say AB 123 is affecting seniors, and we would like the board to take a look at it,
That would have to come through the Office on Aging. It would have to go through our legislative office so they could do the analysis, see if there's any budget impacts on it, you know, and all of that good stuff. So that's I think that's doable. You know, if someone wants to take on that task. So do you want to agendize a legislative item for the February 9th? Because I'm hoping, that's why I haven't prepared the agenda.
But I don't want to call it just legislative. I think it needs to be legislative, budget, and regulatory. The governor's budget came out that has a lot of influence on older adults too. The May revise will be coming out.
Doesn't a lot of that come from Council on Aging too? Those areas that you talked about. And in the new report that was just released, their 30-year report.
The state, the MPA?
Yeah. I think this was an Office on Aging. Or the 30-year history of the 30-year program for Council on Aging. And their report that was given just recently that John sent out.
For us?
If I can find it.
Okay.
Well, I think it was through the AAA's.
Well, in summary, I believe that we'll have more discussion and more dialogue about legislation by having an agenda item as part of our general meeting than if we had a separate discussion.
Yeah. So that's your desire to put this as a general item going forward.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah. For example, the Department of Social Services has a package about dementia care regulations and assisted living. Well, that's going to be just as important to people as a piece of legislation in their day-to-day life.
Oh, yeah. And the changes to caregivers, training and certification, right?
Yeah. So all that stuff is in the mix too, not just
California Department of Aging.
CDA.
State agency.
All right.
So they just came off their report.
Yeah, they did their MPA report.
California 2030.
Oh, yes. Yeah. All right. Now we are on to announcements. Comments shall be limited to 3 minutes. For SCAC member OCOAC member announcements.
So I want to go back to before we started this meeting in that I would like to know if other SCAC representatives to senior commissions to the senior centers are having the same kind of issue that I have in getting a SCAC presentation added to either the senior advisory committee in that city. I think that's an important agenda item that should be permanently on agendas. And then we could send in a report and it would be included in their packets and or some representative might show up at that advisory committee and actually make that presentation.
Could that be part of the goal? Could that strategy and that
be part of the goal?
Right. Really good idea.
Thank you, Rachel. Any other member comments or announcements? Thank you for coming today. Have a good weekend. The rest of your Friday.
Are we adjourning after that, right?
So yeah.
I'll wait a few minutes.
I do, unless it's not appropriate. I want to talk to you about the speakers coming up. So we've got Mark figured out the one that you suggested. And then going forward, like in April, there was a good presentation that Pauline suggested on elder law abuse. And this was a disability, I think it was.
Yeah.
And are you interested in that? Because she's open to speak or
it depends on if it goes with the goals that we're trying to
That's what I'm trying to get at. Yeah. Go with our goals.
Right.
And then there were several people that asked about a presentation from the veterans. Would that go with our goals?
What do you all think?
That veterans presentation. So the one
it was
that came
very good.
So came right. He was Jeffrey, I think it's
named. Yes.
Phenomenal.
Okay, great.
So,
so I just want to make sure going forward that I'm in this goal arena.
Yeah.
I thought the elder law one sounded very
good.
Good.
And also I think that we should have OCTA come.
Yes. That elder law goes along with the part about, you know, the caregiver Support. Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yes, that sounds good.
Okay.
And then also, you know, we could decide not to have a presentation in May or in June if we want to discuss something else in depth.
Okay.
The other thing, too, just for the March meeting, because I'm very sensitive to it, we are having our public hearing at 11:30. So yes. If we could keep a light agenda presentation and some discussion, you know, on some items, great. But we may have to switch that room around, depending on how many people show up for the public hearing. So if we could finish by 11, that would be really nice.
Okay.
This isn't important, but in the olden days, when they have their meetings, they did take a break. Okay. And it was really hard to get everybody back. So my personal opinion is I'd rather just people get up and go to the bathroom if they have to go. But that's my opinion. It took the break. You only have what, 3 toilets in the ladies' room. So I mean, how many people could go to the bathroom, blah blah. And then to get everybody back.
Yeah, so we could announce if you need to get up and
I personally think that would be
better. Okay, that's good feedback. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Are we adjourned?
Good. We're adjourned.
I just I'm gonna be gone for the executive committee meeting.
Okay. What country are you going to be?
Australia.
That must be rough, Dave.
And my wife and I attended the outstanding presentation yesterday and at the Murray Center.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was very good.
Are we
adjourned?
We're adjourned.